الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن أولى وأحق بموسى منكم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صوموا يوم عاشوراء وخالفوا فيه اليهود صوموا يوما قبله أو يوما بعده أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to Medina Munawwara then he observed that the Jews of Medina Munawwara were fasting on the 10th of Muharram, which is known as the day of Ashura. So, even in Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh would attach importance to this day, to the 10th of Muharram. It would be a day on which they would change the ghilaf of the Kaaba. The covering of the Kaaba will be changed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast in Makkah Mukarrama as well on the 10th of Muharram. Since it was the practice of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam to fast on the 10th of Muharram. However, witnessing the Jews fasting on this day as well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from them that why are you fasting on the 10th of Muharram? So the Jews reply and they say, Yawmun Salih. Yawmun Azim, this is an auspicious day. It is a great day. Yawmun Anjallahu Fihi Musa wa Qawmahu wa Gharraqa Fir'auna wa Qawmah. This is the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted salvation, granted emancipation, granted liberation to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and his people. And Allah destroyed their enemy, the great oppressor, the great tyrant, that is none other than Fir'aun. Allah destroyed him, Allah drowned him and his army on this day. فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا Out of gratitude and appreciation for this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam would observe fast on the 10th of Muharram. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ That we are closer and we have more, it is more worthy for us to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you because we are following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam closer than you are following him. You claim to be the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, however you are not fully and completely following the teachings of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter Rasulullah s.a.w. continued to fast on the 10th of Muharram and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well to fast on the 10th of Muharram. The incident of the 10th of Muharram and the significance of it, these are things that we have heard previously. Later on in history there was a very sad and tragic incident that had taken place on the 10th of Muharram and that is the murder and the shahadat of the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu an, and other family members of his on the plains of Karbala. So that was one incident that had taken place on the 10th of Muharram. However, the 10th of Muharram was always significant before the shahadat of Hussein radiallahu an, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the time of previous Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam, this 10th of Muharram was already a significant day. There's many aspects that could be discussed regarding the 10th of Muharram. However, I wish to focus on this point which was the answer of the Jews to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is a great day, because this is the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted liberation and emancipation to the Banu Israel from the tyranny of Fir'aun. So to say, we can call it the independence day of the Banu Israel. This was the day that they got their independence. Their independence after years of occupation, after decades of tyranny and oppression. And this aspect has a lot of relevance to us as an ummah today. The current situation that the ummah is facing, the ongoing war in Gaza, 21 months of war, and the oppression that's meted out to our brothers and sisters there, it pains us as an ummah. And unfortunately, many a times we fall in a state of depression, feeling that there can be no liberation, no emancipation, there's no way out for the ummah. The ummah is in this very, very narrow corner, and there is no salvation for the ummah. However, this incident of the Banu Israel, it's a lengthy incident. Allah discusses this incident in numerous ayat of the Quran Majeed. This incident gives great hope for us as an ummah. And there's many lessons for us to derive and to take from this incident, especially in our current situation. It's always an incident filled with lessons. And every incident mentioned in the Quran Majeed is filled with lessons. However, this incident has a lot of relevance to us as an ummah, and especially our current situation. We are in such a state as an ummah that unfortunately, because we feel so helpless, because we feel so helpless as an ummah with the current situation of our brothers in Gaza, unfortunately many of us even began to side with another oppressor of the ummah. One country that oppressed the ummah, and oppressed the ummah very, very greatly. Not long ago, a few years ago in Syria, that country that oppressed the ummah so much, we sided with that country. Why? Because they were attacking the other enemy. I'm sure we understand what we're speaking about. So, although those people's beliefs may be completely wrong, although their agenda may be different, they have a political agenda, it's not for the sake of the people of Gaza, otherwise they would have started long ago. So, although there may have been many issues, but we feel so weak as an ummah, that we felt that we need to side with these people. However, our response supposed to be, what was mentioned by Fudayl ibn Iyad rahimahullah, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ظَالِمًا يَنْتَقِمُ مِنْ ظَالِمٍ فَقِفْ وَتَعَجَّبْ. When you see some oppressors taking revenge from other oppressors, then you stand back and you should be happy, you should be astonished how Allah is destroying some oppressors by others. It was a simple thing, but we made it so confusing. So confusing. Both of them have oppressed the ummah. Both of them have innocent Muslim blood on their hands. Both of them are people, both of them are countries that have their own agendas and want to expand their own agendas in the region. And they are doing it for their own purposes. But we felt so helpless that although they may be oppressors, they oppressed us. We stood on their side and we felt that it was a duty for us to stand on their side. Nevertheless, that's a topic on its own. And alhamdulillah, those days pass, and inshallah the confusion also may be cleared up. But the point is that this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially that great victory that Allah blessed the Banu Israel with on the 10th of Muharram, which in other words, in today's terminology, we can call it the Independence Day of the Banu Israel. There's great lesson for us as an ummah. The lesson that we learn is the lesson of the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An amazing incident of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Banu Israel. And the other great lesson that we learn is that how Allah causes the plots of His enemies to be destroyed. Today we are sitting in a similar situation that the enemy has plotted. And sometimes we become so convinced or we become so overawed by the plots of the enemies of Islam. You know how they plan? They plan 100 years ahead, and they have this plan, and they have this plot, and they're going to wipe out Gaza, they're going to make it a holiday resort. And all these plots we have heard, all these plans of the enemies, and then we become overawed by this, and we become despondent as an ummah. But this incident is an amazing incident of how a tyrant plotted and he planned to go against the plan of Allah. And what plans he devised, what plots he came up with, and how he acted on his plans, trying very, very hard that that plan of Allah must fail, na'uzu billah. But that plan of Allah had to become dominant. And the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated his plot and defeated his plan. This is the gist of this entire incident of the Banu Israel and the liberation that Allah blessed the Banu Israel with. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his responsibility and his portfolio was different to the portfolio and responsibility of other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Generally, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came only to guide people. They came for the hidayat of their people. That was the responsibility of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They guided their people. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came with double responsibility. His responsibility was obviously to guide his people, to invite the biggest tyrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invite that one who claimed divinity, to invite him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was one responsibility of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But together with that, the other responsibility of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was an arsil ma'ana bani Israel. That he's asking Fir'aun that you must release the Banu Israel from your oppression and from your clutches. And he came to liberate his people. So he had double responsibility. Musa alayhi salam had double responsibility. And this day of Ashura was that day when his people got the liberation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in various ayat of the Quran and Majeed regarding this incident of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, regarding the plans of Fir'aun. But just to go through a few ayat and a few important lessons, a few important incidents from this entire detailed incident of Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel, so we can take lesson as an ummah and we can take hope that inshallah that day will come as well when Allah will liberate and Allah will free our oppressed brothers and sisters wherever they may be in the world. Allah says, explaining the plot of Fir'aun and explaining his plan in Surah Qasas, Allah says, نَتْلُوا عَلَيْكَ مِن نَبَئِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. That we will relate to you the incident of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. For people who have iman, to take benefit from this incident. There's great benefit, and this is the purpose of incidents that are mentioned in the Quran and Majeed, for us to take benefit from these incidents. Allah says, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. Fir'aun was proud in the land. He was arrogant in the land. So arrogant, so proud, that he went to that level to claim to be God. To claim to be Allah. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Imagine what level of attitude, of pride, of arrogance a person has to have that he begins to claim divinity. Inna fir'auna ala fil ard wa ja'ala ahlaha shi'a. And he distributed its people into groups. He had a caste system. Yastad'ifu ta'ifatan minhum. There was a group from among them, meaning the Banu Israel, who was suppressed by Fir'aun. They were oppressed by Fir'aun to such an extent, يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He was slaughtering the innocent male children. Why was he slaughtering the children? Because there was a fortune teller that came and told him, يُولَدُ مَوْلُودٌ فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ يَذْهَبُ مُلْكُكَ عَلَى يَدِهِ. There's going to be one boy that will be born in the Banu Israel. One male child will be born, and your kingdom will go at his hands. He will be the reason for you losing your kingdom. Fir'aun could not believe this, or he could not accept this, that I will lose my power, I will lose my control, I will lose my kingdom. Now, It was either one of two situations. Either the fortune teller was speaking the truth. If he was speaking the truth, then it was definitely going to happen no matter what he tried. He can try what he wants to try, but if that was true, it's definitely going to happen. And either he's speaking lies. If he's speaking lies, then you don't need to worry about it. So logically, it was one of two situations. You can't avoid it. It's a lie, you don't need to worry about it. If it's true, you can't avoid it. But Fir'aun, in his stupidity, and his arrogance, and his love for control and power, and this is what happens many a times, with people that are in control, with countries that are so-called superpowers, in order to control, to consolidate their power, they sometimes do very, very silly things as well. The plans they come about would also be plans that would lead to their destruction. So Fir'aun says, every male child in the Banu Israel must be slaughtered. Not a single male child will remain. Why? He wanted to oppose the plan of Allah. And to such an extent, I won't let it happen. No child in the Banu Israel will be allowed to live. No male child will be allowed to live. And because of that, thousands and thousands of male children in the Banu Israel were slaughtered. Imagine, a child, infant child just born. Fir'aun had his intelligence. He had his security services all over. They knew exactly when the child was going to be born. When a child was born, there will be an investigation. There will be an inquiry. What gender child was born? If it's a male, in front of the family, in front of the mother, that child is slaughtered. Imagine how many thousands of mothers' hearts were torn. How many thousands of mothers' hearts were shattered. What we see going on today in Gaza, the innocent children that are being killed, that are being bombed, that are being mutilated, this is not the first time this is happening in history. It happened before. The oppressors that are oppressing the Ummah today are not the first time oppressing the Ummah. There were oppressors before as well. There were Fir'auns before as well. Allah explained this incident in Quran for us to take lesson from this and for us to have yaqeen on the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He slaughtered their male children. وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. And He allowed the females to live. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He was one who caused a lot of mischief. Now, his people come to him and tell him that if we're going to slaughter all the male children in the Banu Israel, then we will have no more laborers. No more people to do our work. Who's going to do all the menial labor that we have? Because all the males of the Banu Israel will be killed. So now Fir'aun says, again, his stupidity. He doesn't realize what he is doing doesn't make sense. Fir'aun says that 1 year we will spare the male children and 1 year we will kill them. So 1 year all the boys will be killed, all will be slaughtered. Why? So that Musa mustn't be born. That Musa mustn't be born. So all the males will be slaughtered. But the other year, the alternate year, we will allow the children to remain. Now already this defeats the purpose of your plan. Because if you're allowing them to live 1 year, it's highly possible that child will be born in the other year. So your plan is a failed plan. Why are you even going ahead with that plan? But he didn't realize it. Like today, exactly what's happening. They are repeating what they did before in Gaza and it failed. The same areas that were invaded, ground forces came in 3 times, 4 times before and it failed. They're still going back in there. And they are still failing again. So this is what happens with the enemies of Islam. When Allah wants to destroy them, Allah causes them to do these kind of things. It doesn't make sense. There's no logic behind it. But Fir'aun gives the instruction. Now, we would think that it's so easy. Musa alayhi salam will be born in the year when the children are not slaughtered. But Allah wanted to show His Qudrat. Allah wanted to show His plan. And how His plan will defeat the plot of the enemy of Islam and the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The brother of Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, He was born in the year when the children were spared. So there was no issue with Musa, with Harun alayhi salam. But Allah made it such that Musa alayhi salam was born in the year when the children were slaughtered. Allah is showing us His Qudrat. Allah is showing us how weak the plots of the enemies are. That child, because of which Fir'aun slaughtered thousands of children, so that child mustn't be born. That child will be born in the same year in which the children are slaughtered. And not only that, then that child will come right to the door of Fir'aun. How he will come? He will come through the ocean. A child in an ocean, how is the child going to survive? That child came in the ocean, in front of the house of Fir'aun. And now Allah says, فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. The people of Fir'aun pick up this child with their own hands. They pick up the child with their own hands, not realizing that this child is going to become the enemy and is going to be a cause of great grief for them. It's going to be a cause of misery for them. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. As smart as they thought they were, as intelligent they thought they were, they thought our plans and our plots are so great. And the same applies to the enemies of Islam today. They think that we control the world. They think that when we say, then something will happen. And they will make big plans. Allah says, Fir'aun, his advisor Haman, and his entire military, all his army, his entire government, kanu khati'een, they were mistaken. They made a major blunder by picking up this child, not realizing that this is the child they don't want to live. Now that child comes, and Allah shows us His Qudrat, that child now will come in the home of Fir'aun. Not only that, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, her heart is broken. She is worried, she is concerned. What happened to my child? Where is my child? Now she is separated from her child. Allah says that we send this child back to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Normally a woman breastfeeds her child because of love. Here she was breastfeeding a child, but she was paid by Fir'aun to breastfeed her own child. The plan of Allah, that the enemy of Allah, the enemy of Musa alayhi salam, is paying his own mother to feed him. And the mother can't say, no, I don't want this money. Because if she says, I don't want the money, then it's giving up the secret. Because she can't show that this child is hers. There's a lengthy incident, how she came there, etc. We're just giving certain highlights. Now she's being paid. The child is with her, and she's being paid to breastfeed her own child. Allah cooled her eyes, Allah comforted her heart, brought her child back, and she's being paid by Fir'aun. Fir'aun is sponsoring the bringing up of his own enemy. And then this young child, Musa alayhi salam, grows up in the palace of Fir'aun. Now, we would think that the ideal scenario would be that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must play everything very safe. He mustn't tramp Fir'aun's toes, so that one day he can convince Fir'aun. One day he can come and convey a message to Fir'aun. But Allah made it such again, showing us His Qudrat, showing us His power. Allah made it such that one day Musa alayhi salam is grown up, and now there is a fight between one of his people, one of the Banu Israel, and one of the people of Fir'aun, someone working for Fir'aun. There's a fight between them two. And it was normal that the Qibtis, the Coptics, would be oppressing the Banu Israel, the Israelites. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam intervenes. And in order to stop the oppression, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gives him one strike. Allah blessed him with such power. That one strike was fatal, the person died. He killed someone who worked for Fir'aun. Now he committed murder. And who he murdered one of the employees of Fir'aun. one of the people of Fir'aun. He had to escape, he had to go away. For 10 years he goes away and now he comes back. And now Allah gives him the instruction that you must go and give dawah to Fir'aun. The one who committed murder in Fir'aun's eyes, the one who there was a warrant of arrest for him, and now he must come and give dawah to Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to Allah, إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا. That, Allah, I killed one of them. فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. I fear they will kill me. They will kill me because of the murder I committed. How am I going to go? Allah tells him, you go. When he goes to Fir'aun, Fir'aun didn't forget about the murder. Fir'aun reminds him also, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ. And you did that act that you did, reminding him, you committed murder and now you are coming to invite me. Nevertheless, lengthy discussion happens, he gives him dawah. Now Fir'aun devises another plan. In order to quell the dawah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, first he didn't want that Musa to be born. He tried so hard that Musa must not be born. Now that Musa is born, that Musa is standing in front of him and challenging him. So Fir'aun thinks, I will be able to challenge him. He invites all the magicians of his state. They were experts in magic. The narration say, historical narration say, between 12,000 and 80,000 magicians were called. Those that were masters in the field of magic. Why? Because they must challenge what he interpreted to be magic that Musa alayhi salam was doing. Musa alayhi salam was throwing his staff and was becoming a serpent. He was placing his hand under his armpit and was coming out shining, brilliant. So he interpreted it to be magic. He says, I'll call my magicians. And then there's a whole contest. There's a whole match that has been arranged. Everyone is there to witness how the magicians are going to defeat Musa alayhi salam. Now this is the plan that Fir'aun comes up with. He calls his thousands of them, of magicians. Why? To oppose Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, this incident is lengthy. When they threw their strings and their sticks, it looked like snakes, and everyone was amazed. Look at what they did. فَأَلْقَوْ حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِسِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. They said, By the honor of Fir'aun, we will overpower Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They thought that they will overpower Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. People felt that these were snakes that were running. Allah instructs Musa alayhi salam, you throw your staff, you throw your stick, and then it gobbles up and eats up all those snakes that were there. It becomes a huge serpent and it eats up all the other small snakes that were there. Now when the magicians saw this, they came out to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were part of the plot of Fir'aun. Immediately, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. They all fall down in sajda, in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. They say, we bring iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa alayhi salam. Imagine how this plan of Fir'aun fails also. Those that came out to support him, his own men turn against him. And then he threatens them, I will kill you, I will crucify you. They had such level of yaqeen, such level of conviction, that they said, La dhair, inna ila rabbina munqalibun. It doesn't matter, you can do what you want to do. Innama taqdi hadhi alhayat ad-dunya. You only can decide here what happens. Once our eyes close, it's a different thing altogether. لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا. Amazing words of yaqeen. This is another discussion on its own. These words of yaqeen that were offered by these sahara, by these magicians who had brought iman. They were new in Islam, new in iman, but such level of yaqeen. You can do what you want. Fir'aun killed all of them the same day. Ulama say, the amazing thing is these people left their homes in the morning to challenge the Nabi of the time. And that same evening they passed away as the greatest of shuhada. The greatest of shuhada. This is Allah's tawfiq and Allah's hidayat. And this also explains to us that we can never look down on anyone because we don't know what that person's future is. In the morning what they were, and in the evening what was their condition. So now his plan backfired. Fir'aun, imagine what a disgrace. In front of everyone, his plan backfired. So the first plot failed. Killing the children didn't work. Now this plan backfired again. So Fir'aun's people, his courtiers, his cabinet, they're inciting him. They're instigating him. They say to him, أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَذَرَكَ وَعَالِهَتَكَ. Are you going to allow Musa and his people to cause mischief like this in the earth? They're not worshipping you, they're not worshipping your gods. In another ayat, Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. Now when the haq came before them, what they say? They didn't have any other thing to do. They say, let us reinstate the punishment we had on them in the beginning. What was that punishment? Killing the male children. Killing the male children, it failed before. As we said earlier on, when the enemies of Islam, when they reach this point of arrogance, of stubbornness, they don't realize what they are doing. The plots that fail, they will redo those same plots. That's what Fir'aun did. That plot was a failed plot. That child, he didn't want that child to be born. That child is in front of him, challenging him now. So what he says, now we will kill them again, kill their children again. قَالَ سَنُقَتِّلُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. We will kill their male children. We will spare their women. وَإِنَّا فَوْقَهُمْ قَاهِرُونَ. We are in control of them. We are in control of them. Talking with his arrogance. Now, a very amazing thing is, this is a great challenge for the Banu Israel. They just came out from that phase and that period of their children being slaughtered. And now once again, this is the instruction given. It's as if the ceasefire now broke. The ceasefire was in place for some time and the ceasefire broke. So they know what's going to happen. What does Musa alayhi salatu salam do? Fir'aun is saying, we're going to kill all your children. Did Musa alayhi salam address Fir'aun? The normal logical thing to do would be that Musa alayhi salatu salam would have addressed Fir'aun and he would spoke to Fir'aun and he would have told Fir'aun something. But Musa alayhi salam realized that this Fir'aun, we can't speak to him. There's no point in speaking to him. And he's not in control. Rather, I need to do what I have to do. And this is a great lesson for us as an ummah. Sometimes we're trying to change things that are not within our control. But we're not addressing issues that are within our control. So what Musa alayhi salatu salam does, he doesn't answer Fir'aun. He turns to the Banu Israel. قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا. Now when there is this threat that this punishment is going to be reinstated, that children are going to be slaughtered again, Musa alayhi salam says to his people, استعينوا بالله, that beg the help of Allah, seek the help of Allah, gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By becoming obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gist of it is, become loyal servants of Allah. When you become loyal servants of Allah, you will gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. And the second thing is, persevere. Endure. There will be a period of difficulty that you will go through. And you can't avoid it. There is no way for you to avoid it. So instead of you losing yourself, then do what you need to do. Gain the help of Allah. Secure the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasbiru. And persevere through this period of difficulty. Persevere through this phase. The ummah is going through a phase of difficulty. We need to persevere and we need to gain the help of Allah. This is the message Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave to the Banu Israel. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. And then he says an amazing thing. We said earlier on, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his responsibilities was to liberate his people, to emancipate them. So normally, when a person is doing this, then he becomes nationalistic. Then it's about his nation. It's about the land. The land belongs to us. The land belongs to my people. This is what he will speak generally. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't say that the land belongs to the Banu Israel. He says, innal arda lillah. The land belongs to Allah. The land belongs to Allah. And this is something that we need to also understand, that the land belongs to Allah. Whether it's the land of Palestine and Gaza, or whether it is any other land, innal arda lillah. The land belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to the enemy, it doesn't belong to us. The land belongs to Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. And Allah gives control. Allah gives control of the land to who He wishes from His servants. This giving control comes from Allah. It doesn't come from any human being. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the good end result is for those who are pious, who are righteous, who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want the end to be in your favor, if you want a good end, then become muttaqi, then become righteous, become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. The good end result will be for these people. And everything is in the control of Allah. It's as if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is telling the Banu Israel that don't worry about what you're seeing here. There is a control room, and you need to make connection with that control room. When you connect with that control room, then the outcome will be in your favor. Don't worry about everything else, whatever is happening. It may seem that things are going out of control, but there is someone that is controlling it. If you connect with that control room, then inshallah it will come in your favor. The Banu Israel, they were known for inconveniencing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, for hurting Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, for objecting to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So now again, they say, "Udina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana." That what difference did you make to us? Na'uzu billah. What difference you made? Before you came, our children were slaughtered. After you came, now our children are slaughtered again. "Udina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana." Before you came, we were put through this persecution. After that, it's the same. Imagine, he's trying so much for them. And now they are speaking against him. Even worse than the words of Fir'aun, who's the enemy, would be the words of his own people. But this is what a person who invites to Allah has to go through. He will get opposition from outside, he will get from within. This is the system. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the objection is coming from the Banu Israel. At this sensitive moment, they're objecting to him. Musa alayhi salam doesn't pay attention to that. Again, he focuses their attention to Allah. That understand where everything comes from. Asa rabbukum ay yuhlika aduwakum wa yastakhlifakum fil ardi fayanzura kayfa ta'malun. That is highly probable that your Rabb will destroy your enemy. Allah will destroy your enemy soon. وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah will give you control of the land. But then that doesn't mean it's going to remain in your control. It depends on your a'mal. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is going to see what kind of actions you carry out. So worry about your a'mal. Get your a'mal in order. Then Allah will take care of everything else. Everything else will be sorted out. In other ayat of Quran, there are other prescriptions that were given to the Banu Israel. And the reason why we are discussing this is as an ummah we need to hold on to these prescriptions that were given to the Banu Israel, because that victory that came to them on the day of Ashura, that liberation that came to them after so many years of occupation, so many years of oppression, that came because of certain steps that they adopted. And if we want that liberation, we want that success, we want that victory, then we will have to adopt those steps. And inshallah, we will also get that end as well. In another ayat of Quran, وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That if you have true iman in Allah, then place your reliance on Allah. Place your reliance on Allah. Place your conviction in Allah. That Allah is the one that can help us. And no other country can help us. No United Nations or no organization or anybody can help us. And we've seen it today. We've seen it with the current state of the Ummah. That nearly everyone has forsaken these people. Nearly everyone has forsaken them. Despite all the evidences being so clear of genocide and whatever else it may be. But despite that, they have been forsaken. So, إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Then place your trust in Allah. And then he teaches them a dua. Or the dua that Banu Israel makes is mentioned in Quran. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And this is a dua that we should be reciting as well. Oh Allah, do not make us a fitna, a trial for the oppressors. And oh Allah, save us. And oh Allah, protect us from the disbelievers. Then another instruction that was given to them. And another very important instruction. Again, these were all those prescriptions for that emancipation, for that victory and liberation that came. Allah says, وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ أَن تَبَوَّعَا لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. The gist of it is that Fir'aun was not allowing them to congregate in places of worship and to make ibadat and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave them the instruction that if you can't gather in a place of worship, then in your homes, because you are forced, not because this is the ideal, because you are forced, in your homes establish salah. No matter the circumstance, establish your salah. So today with us, it's not in our homes, because alhamdulillah we have the freedom to go to the masjid. Establishing of salah was a prescription that was given to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. Allah says, وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَأَخِيهِ. This was the revelation that was sent to Musa alayhi salam and his brother, that established salah. So again, as an ummah, if we genuinely have concern for our brothers and sisters that are being oppressed, then salah in our life has to be number one. There's no compromise in salah. If we are compromising in our salah, then we are fooling ourselves by saying that we are concerned about the plight of the ummah. If we have concern for the plight of the ummah, the first injunction and obligation is we will take care of that, and we will safeguard that, and we will establish our salah. So these were some of the instructions that were given to them. Now, they fulfill the commands of Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, secure the help of Allah, wasbiru, and persevere, endure. One is perseverance and endurance on the oppression. And then, there will be some time that will pass. But you need to continue with your endurance and your patience. You need to continue enduring. You need to continue being patient. You will go through that period of difficulty, but it won't last forever. And then that day came. On the day of Ashura, when Allah gave them liberation, Allah saved them and Allah destroyed the enemy. Again, an amazing spectacle of the Qudrat of Allah. Another amazing spectacle of the Qudrat of Allah. Musa a.s. leaves with the Banu Israel at night, running away from Egypt, taking them away from Egypt. There was a simple route, a land route, which they didn't need to cross any ocean. Musa a.s. had traveled on that route twice before. He was acquainted with that route. He knew the route. He was supposed to take the Banu Israel on that route, and they would have been saved. Why? Musa a.s.'s idea was, I need to liberate my people. I need to save them from the oppression. But Allah had a bigger plan. Allah's plan was, not only the Banu Israel will be liberated, the oppressor will be destroyed also. And perhaps the same is happening today. We are hoping that this can end. Why? Because we want the people of Palestine to be liberated. But Allah has a plan that the oppressor must be destroyed as well. So because of that, they will continue in the oppression to come closer to the end. So now Musa alayhi salam is traveling with the Banu Israel, thousands, hundreds of thousands of them. And they're traveling. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam takes a wrong road. Allah makes him go on the wrong road. And now they see in front of them, in the early parts of the morning, in front of them is the ocean. And they look behind, Fir'aun and his entire army are behind them. They are sandwiched now. Fir'aun on one side, the ocean in front. There's no way out. Gaza is blocked. There's no way out. They're going to be destroyed. This is what we feel. That there's no way out. These people are sandwiched. Now imagine what must have been the level of their emotions. How helpless, how hopeless they were feeling at that time. Inna lamudrakoon. With emphasis they say, we're definitely going to be caught now. It's over. There's nothing, there's no way out for us. Between a rock and a hard place, what are we going to do? Fir'aun is behind us, the ocean is in front of us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had his yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the power of yaqeen. Although there was no way out outwardly. Outwardly there was no way out. Everyone is helpless at that time. Everyone has lost hope at that time. But the strength of yaqeen, one voice of yaqeen, one message of yaqeen at that time. And what does he say? Against all odds, he doesn't know how it's going to happen. But he says, Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Never. It's never going to happen. We're never going to be finished. We're never going to be destroyed. It's like those people in Gaza. Again, having the yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't want to surrender. We don't want to give in to the demands of the enemy. Never mind whatever can happen. We will remain here. We will remain here on our land. Kalla. We're never going to be destroyed. Inna ma'iya rabbi. My Rabb is with me. My Rabb is with me. When I have my Rabb with me, then what else do I need? What else do I need? 2 weeks ago we were in Syria. Allah blessed us to go. One person was part of the entire struggle. He mentioned this. He says, one of the lessons that I learned, that Allahumma al-Muslimin idha kunna ma'allah. When we are with Allah, Allah is with us. When the Muslims are with Allah, Allah will be with us. Musa alayhi salam says, inna ma'iya rabbi. My Rabb is with me. Sayahdeen, he will guide me. He will make a way out for me. And now Allah instructs him, that take your stick and strike the ocean. And again, against logic, doesn't make sense. The ocean opens up. The sea opens up. Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel go through. Now Fir'aun is standing there. Again, we explained early on that when the time for the destruction of the zalim comes, then his brain doesn't work. His brain supposed to tell him, logic supposed to tell him, that don't go in the ocean. Let them go away. You're going to go in the ocean. You're going to be destroyed. But at that time, his brain doesn't work. His mind fails him. And he says, I'm going in also. And he goes in. And then that plan of Allah materializes. And the ocean closes up and they're all destroyed. They all drown. This was the plot of, one was the plot of Fir'aun. And the other was the plan of Allah. In so many different ways, Allah is showing us the strength and the power of his plan. In one ayat of Quran that summarizes this entire incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, it is a very relevant ayat to the current situation of the ummah. To what we saw recently, where the ummah was victorious, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be Syria. And inshallah, what will happen soon inshallah, in Gaza and in Palestine. Allah says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. That we gave control. Again, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told Banu Israel, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا. The same word he used. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. The land belongs to Allah. He will give control of the land. Allah says, وَأَوْرَثْنَا. We gave control. We mentioned before, the plan of Fir'aun, the plot of Fir'aun was what? That he wants to destroy these people. He wants to wipe them off. The plan of Allah was, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. That our plan was to favor those people that were oppressed. That was our plan. To favor those that were oppressed. To give them control of the land. And we wanted, وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. We wanted to show Fir'aun, Haman, his minister and the army, what apprehension they had, what fear they had regarding the Banu Israel. We wanted to show it to them in real life, it's going to happen. That was the plan of Allah. And this was the plot of Fir'aun. Allah gives the end. وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. We gave control of the east and the west of that land in which we placed barakah. The land of Misr and the land of Sham. We gave control of that land to who? الَّذِينَ يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ. Those that were suppressed, those that were oppressed. In Syria it was a regime, a very oppressive regime, an autocratic regime for more than 54 years, for approximately 54 years they were oppressed. Every type of opposition was quelled. Everyone was locked up. Anyone who spoke anything which was indirectly against them was locked up. For years, for decades they were locked up. Massacres happened. They tried every way. But Allah says, those that were oppressed, we gave them control of the land. أَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. A very, very important ayat, or part of the ayat, Allah says that the promise of Allah was fulfilled upon the Banu Israel, bima sabaru, because of their patience, because of their endurance. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them, isbiru, be patient, endure, that time will come. Allah is saying that because of that endurance and sabr and patience, Allah fulfilled His promise. What we are witnessing today in Gaza is perhaps the highest level of sabr that we have witnessed. The highest level of sabr perhaps that we have witnessed in our lifetime, or we are aware of, Allah is showing it to us. That sabr will definitely bring results. That sabr with iman, being happy with the decision of Allah, will definitely bring results. Whatever the enemy may plot, whatever Fir'aun plotted, the sabr of the Banu Israel upturned and it defeated the plot of Fir'aun. And the sabr of these people will defeat the plots of the enemy. Allah says, bima sabaru, because of their sabr. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. And Allah says, we destroyed whatever Fir'aun and his people built. What they built, what they erected, the plans and plots that they made. He went to this extent, Fir'aun, in order to beguile and deceive his people. One day he says to Haman, his minister, إِبْنِ لِي سَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابِ. Build me a high tower. I want to go to the sky. I want to see, where's this ilah of Musa? Musa is speaking about his God. Where's that God? I want to see that God. He went to that level. Allah says, whatever he built, whatever he projected, whatever he planned, we destroyed everything. So this is that incident of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun and the Banu Israel. An amazing incident. The victory came on the day of Ashura. And inshallah, we have hope that Allah will bless the ummah with victory as well. Let us have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our personal challenges that we have, let us understand. Remember these words of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, if the reality of this sits in our heart, depression will go out of our minds. Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Never. Allah is not going to forsake me. Inna ma'iya rabbi. My Rabb is with me. When my Rabb is with me, He will guide me. He will take care of me. Why do I need to become depressed? Why do I need to lose hope when Allah is on my side? Inna ma'iya rabbi. This was that voice of iman. The voice of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, it was the voice of iman that prevailed. It was these a'mal and these steps and prescriptions that the Banu Israel did that allowed them to overcome that enemy on this day of Ashura. And it was because of this, out of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed fast on this day. Fasamahu Musa shukran, out of gratitude and appreciation for this great favor of this victory and this liberation and this salvation and emancipation, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter observed fast. Rasulullah SAW fasted on this day. Great virtues were fasting on this day. Rasulullah SAW mentions, yukaffiru sanat al-madiyah, 1 year's past fast, past sins, 1 year's past sins is forgiven. But then Rasulullah SAW encouraged us to oppose the Yahud, or instructed us to oppose the Jews, because they are fasting on one day. Even in this aspect also, we will not follow them. We will fast 2 days, either the 9th, which was today, and the 10th tomorrow, or the 10th Sunday and Monday, 10th and the 11th, so Sunday and Monday, we fast, and inshallah, there's great reward for it. But this is also another great lesson that we learn, that oppose the ways of the enemies of Islam. Whilst we will be swearing them on one hand, we have adopted every aspect of their lifestyle. Every aspect of their lifestyle we have adopted, following them in every aspect of life, yet we claim that they are our enemies. So these are certain things that inshallah we can bring in our life. Firstly, ista'inu billah, beg the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become Allah's, Allah will become ours. Be patient and endure the difficulties that come. Have our yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing our salah, being firm on our salah, not following the lifestyle of the enemy. And inshallah that day will come, and Allah will bless us with this great victory as well, in order for us to build this yaqeen, and to build this commitment to deen, and to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have the efforts of deen that are going on, and alhamdulillah, our area has been blessed with the ishtima, inshallah, on the 8th, 9th and 10th of August. Let us all participate in the ishtima. And being the host of the ishtima, we have a greater responsibility to invite people to the ishtima, to help and assist in different ways. And inshallah, in this way, we build our commitment to the, we will build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become more loyal servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, this will bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory on the ummah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ashukru kulluh. Allahumma la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا، لا نرجع إليها أبدا. اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك. اللهم احفظهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ومن فوقهم ومن تحتهم. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين. اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة، وجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزى الله عنا نبينا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.